is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, Puss just told LD this is not the moment, not the morning to F with him, because he's having some problems with his all his equipment out there in his little producer room there. And we'll find out right now if his mic is working. Want to take a bet? I haven't turned it on yet, Puss. I haven't turned it on yet. Do you want it to work, Todd?
You know, depends upon what you...
It's Friday.
Yeah.
It's Friday, so I want them to work.
Yeah.
I want it to work. It's Friday.
Yeah, I guess so.
Monday, maybe not. Okay. There we go. Okay. It's on.
Hello?
Oh, damn it.
Okay. Even though it's Friday, we were hoping.
Oh, it's
we
working.
We were hoping.
It's working.
Oh.
Oh, I have to turn LD's mic on. Oh, it is on. You got LD. Okay, great. All right.
Oh, wait. I'm on the wrong one.
Yeah, you are. Switch that over. Okay. We talked to...
So whatever you do.
You should just heard us talking about this off the air.
Right.
We're talking about Nick Allen, our buddy Nick and Richard's podcast. And LD was just saying that it starts out with the equipment messing up every time. And we're
laughing. Always something they have to adjust.
And that's why ours just started out. Our freaking radio show.
Well, that's not unusual either.
No. Tony and LD. Tony will be here in a little bit, I'm sure.
Ours has the unfortunate ending of, no, Puss's microphone works.
Exactly. And our old friend, I wrote Greg Warren. Greg Morton.
Morton.
They're both buddies, but it'll be Greg Morton today in the studio, funnybonomaha.com. So it was 21-7, and I don't like either team, but I was probably rooting for the Clippers. I hate to call them the Clippers. That confuses people. That's Petey's line, the Chargers. I hate the Chargers, too, but I'm thinking, no, I still want the Chiefs to lose. They're at home, and Chief fans are just that, Chief fans. And I go to bed, and I wake up, and I read this little blurb on Twitter and said, last night's game won't dispel the adage that the last time the Chiefs won a home playoff game, this guy was quarterback, and it showed Joe Montana running on the field. And you and I were at that playoff game years ago. They beat the Steelers. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, they must have lost. 29-28 Chargers?
Yes.
Yes.
They went for two.
Yes. Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, at the end of the contest.
To win it?
They scored. They could have tied it up with a kick with about four or five seconds left. And then they decided, we're going to go for two, and they won it that way.
Man, wow. That takes some balls.
Yeah.
Because usually, you know what, though? I've heard that's what you do when you're away.
When you're on the road.
Yeah, you don't want overtime on the road, you know. And what the hell? It's only a couple yards, so why not go for it? How'd they score? A little out pass or something?
On the two-point, I don't remember. I fell down shortly after that. But I did hang for the end of the game.
I know that is the end of the game. What do you mean? You fell? If you hung for the end of the game, you should know how the hell they scored.
Yeah,
did you know,
I sure.
LD? You weren't up, were you?
No.
Right. I'm going to guess.
Call Nick Allen.
Yeah. It was some little dink pass. I don't think they ran it.
You said little dink. Puss is looking in here. Puss, how they score on that two-pointer? Since Todd was awake but doesn't remember it.
I saw the two-pointer.
Yeah,
it was a pass.
A little outside, out pass?
A little dink.
Two guys on the right side, yeah. There, and the two defenders went with one guy. The other dude who caught it was wide open.
Wide open. Excellent.
Wide. I mean, there wasn't a dude within 20 yards of him.
Excellent. Chief fan. That's a tough loss. Now, you're still in the playoffs. You already made the playoffs, but that leaves that division open right now, right?
No.
Although the Chiefs have the...
They have the tiebreakers right now, but they play in Seattle this coming weekend.
Chiefs
next weekend. Yeah.
All right, who the Chargers got? Watch them blow a game. All right, so that happened last night. So, Chief fans, wake up. Good morning. Anybody have Nancy Wilson? I'm not talking about from Heart. She's alive and well.
The jazz singer.
Yeah, famous jazz singer Nancy Wilson, and also actress Sandra Locke. That was Clint Eastwood's lady for years, and a great actress. She's in The Gauntlet. She did a couple of the cowboy movies with him back in the day. She was always his co-star in the 70s.
Outlaw Josie Wales.
Yeah, she's an Outlaw Josie Wales, right. But she,
I think she was in Every Which Way But Loose.
Yeah, she was in that. She had cancer, right?
Bone cancer, breast cancer.
Oh, you know LD? Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to go look.
Yeah, go ahead and look. Go ahead and look.
She was 74. And, yeah, Craig didn't mention anything. So.
That doesn't mean he knows, though.
Yeah. So. I know.
Because he always goes, I didn't even look. That's LD's a guy. Is the Deadpool guy. At least the Deadpool.
Yeah, the guy to ask is the guy right here. Yeah,
exactly.
He can look it up.
Nancy Wilson, not Hart. How do I know that? If they write Nancy Wilson, it's spelled the exact same way. And, you know, Nancy Wilson... Oh, Nancy's the thin blonde, though, so nobody'd have her on the Deadpool. Yeah, they might put the fat one on.
Oh, Nancy Wilson.
Yeah, Nancy's the, She's Ann is the big one.
She's the skinny Wilson sister of Hart.
Okay, there are no Nancy Wilsons with the common spelling. So,
All right, and that'd be it.
I'm looking at my phone.
Sandra Locke.
Yeah, it's really small print, but there are no Nancy Wilsons.
How about Sandra Locke?
Or Sandra. I believe she
It's spelled the same.
Changed her name to Sandra.
But you're looking...
S-O-N-D-R-A. Locke with an E.
And you're right. I'm making you look at a small phone with the blurry Friday morning eyes.
Oh, and I drank a lot last night.
that surprises me. All right. So, by the way, if you want to sign up for the new Deadpool, it's available at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Craig's Deadpool.
Got a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
A couple of days.
I don't think we have either name on there.
Okay.
It all done.
All right. No hits, obviously.
I had a question the other day if there was some kind of record established from people who, you know, is there a way to look at all three lists that people have?
Well, you can click on the player name, and you can see all three of their lists.
Okay.
Now this guy wanted to know if anybody, what was the record for out of 30
picks. Oh, jeez.
Out of all of their list, who had the most?
That's math.
Yeah.
And I don't think we've ever kept track of that.
No, we never did. That's an algorithm we don't really need.
I could probably run a query, but...
Okay.
No, that would just be a lot of
calling names.
I do purge, like, the old games
because
it slows down the site.
Yeah,
so I only have a couple years back, so I can't go back.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Many years.
I mean, it sounds interesting, but, you know, whatever. It is what it is. We don't even figure that out because all that matters is your 10, you know, for the prize.
It was a good question, though. Yeah.
Yeah. I could
out of 30 possibilities.
I could query this year, so when you guys come back, I could have that number for the 2018 game.
Let's see.
Go back many years.
Guys like Eat a Burger Die probably know how many he's hit in three different lists.
Good. We just like it when you query.
is that what you say?
Why are we calling names?
You say a lot of work.
Query.
Yes.
Is that a common word you say at work?
Yeah, you query the database.
God, I'm so
sorry.
That's okay. I know what I kind of knew what it meant. Not really. Not in that situation. Query. All right. We'll use that this morning now. Throw down Craig, look at you and say, what the hell are you talking about, man? What the hell you talking about? So I didn't see the end of that game, and Todd did, but I forgot how it ended. But apparently the Chargers won.
Well, I think 29. I was...
Did you call your buddy right away? Did you text him this morning?
I you know what? I went to bed at 28-14.
Well, I know that. I went to bed at 21-7, actually. 21-7 Chiefs. And I didn't watch the rest of it.
Yeah. I think I was still milling about the house a little bit when I saw they were going to go for two.
Here's the problem. This is the problem with Joe Buck. And obviously he's a professional and he knows what he's doing and blah, blah, blah. And this isn't even a pick on Mahomes. This is a pick on anybody that's good, that's really good. They tend to just
dwell
every play on whoever's just really, really the new phenomena. And they just do it continuously, and it's unlistenable. It's unlistenable. I'm thinking, man, I'd go to the radio call, which I would never do anyway, but maybe turn it down and look at something else. It's just unlistenable. I mean, and he does it all the time. And if you watch, if the Chiefs are on, like, a Sunday at, like, noon, I mean, you'll get a little bit of it, but you won't get... continuous.
It's
continuous.
The A-team from all the networks seem to be the worst at that.
They are the worst at that.
Nance and Romo.
I don't think that Michaels does that, though.
No.
I think they're pretty good about
Al
that.
Al Michaels, you're right, is
of
the exception.
Of all three of them, I think that.
He's the exception.
Nance and Romo, they just drill into your head, this guy is great, and we know he's great.
Right. You know what? He's a rising star, and it's happening right between our eyes.
Yeah. Exactly.
And they need to tell us that.
And I know it's not just me, because I see people all the time saying, oh, Jesus, Buck is calling the game. You know?
You see, I don't listen to to them very... I'll have the volume down. But I'm not paying to... You know, unless I'm watching the Broncos, watching every play.
Right.
But if it's a game like last night... I'll watch, you know, I'll peek over at the score, but I'm not.
Yeah, you're doing other stuff.
I'm not listening
over
to those guys.
You're over there querying,
yes,
right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but I hear all these people.
Vigorously.
By the way, he's a professional. He does a great job.
They bitch about the Monday night team. They bitch about Sunday
Too
night
many
team.
Do.
They bitch about Buck and Aikman. What? They bitch about Tony Romo and Jim Nance. What the hell do you want?
No, well, that's
right. These guys are the best in the business, and you're not going to get any better than
that. No, I don't mind.
Just turn the freaking sound down and quit your bitching about the announcing team, because that's all I hear.
Brenneman guy myself.
I like Nance doesn't bother me. I mentioned one guy. Buck bothers me. The other guys are fine.
I love Michaels and Collins.
Michaels and
Collinsworth, too. I think they're great.
Great.
I hear people bitching about Collinsworth.
I do, too.
All the time.
And they're wrong.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
I think Collinsworth is a fine color analyst.
No, I can't. I have to bring on the social media with a bitch about this team. Bitch about this. Why? Bitch. What do you want?
Okay, hold it.
What the hell do you want?
Bitch.
First of all, I don't think anybody's a homer, so that's crap. So shut up about that.
These guys
are not homers, so shut up about that.
I think people want.
That's it.
They want homers.
Okay, so I will say this, and this is the only time it's ever going to mention on this program, because it's something we don't talk about, and because it's we don't give a flying F, is college volleyball. It was on.
Oh my.
It was on last night. My wife was flicking over because it was the Nebraska volleyball playing Illinois. Nebraska came back and ended up winning that thing. Whatever. The phenomena about college volleyball in this state is just stupid because we don't care about it. However, I'm on the social media before I go to bed, and I see this post say, "Did all these announcers go to Illinois?" I said, "Oh my God, somebody's bitching about volleyball ESPN announcers."
Oh,
and
wow.
I don't have a gun handy in my room.
That's why.
That's why. I would have shot my phone if I had shot my phone. All I want to say about that.
I did flip over to that briefly because my stepson's buddy was over there, and he's in love with a player called Lexi
Sun. God, she's gorgeous. Of course she's gorgeous.
Yes.
So the bar I was at.
But I hope that dude's 6'4", because, you know. And I hope he's a college football player or something, because she's gorgeous.
No, I don't think he thinks
he has a shot
stands
at
any chance. He just kind of has a big crush on her.
All right.
Yeah, the bar I was at, they had the football game starting, and they had the volleyball game on the big TVs. I'm like, really?
No, it's stupid.
And there's people there that care.
I know a lot of people do. My wife, Dolly, had it on because she roots against them, so to bug her family, because her family are Sudden volleyball fans every year. Sudden. Yeah, don't pay attention at all the rest of the year, just so she roots against them.
Although,
their other team isn't winning, so...
Yeah, that's right. It is a volleyball state. Yeah. We are a volleyball state.
It is. That's the program.
That's a great point. We are a volleyball state.
If they have a dynasty anywhere in that athletic program, it's volleyball.
It's a volleyball state.
They have performed consistently over the years, so you got to give them credit for that.
It's a volleyball state, but somebody's bitching about the volleyball announcers. They have 4 seconds to say hit, spike, score.
Right. The next thing you know, people will be bitching about us.
They always do, Todd. They always do.
That's right.
You know what? I want to say this, though, too. I answered a dude's Facebook message. He goes, "Yeah, I know you probably get a million haters." And then he went on to kiss our ass and say he loves the show. And I want to say, man, we make that sound too bad. If we had a million haters, we wouldn't have a freaking job, all right? Most people love us. They love us.
I'd say... 80%
love us.
It's 80% love.
I'll take that.
Is it one complaint is a million listeners or something like that?
Depends.
To our boss, it is.
According to management, you must pander to that one complainer.
Don't get me started about pandering.
But if 1,000 people wrote them letters telling them how neat we were.
And there's a lot of those. I never share with them.
They wouldn't do anything about that.
No,
they wouldn't pat us on the back or anything.
No,
but one person calls to bitch.
Pander.
Especially
pander.
If it's a friend.
LD, don't get us down that
cousin
road. That's a rabbit hole you don't want.
Of one of the bosses.
Go to break.
Yeah, you're right. Let's go to break. Craig,
just go to break.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.